On the show today, we have Tarrant County Credit Union's very own Lily Newfarmer talking about a very impressive organization called CULA, Credit Union Women's Leadership Association. They are poised to do some great things for credit unions, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Lily Newfarmer from Tarrant County Credit Union, your present CEO there.
I am. Yeah, 20 years now.
Wow, like, congratulations.
Feels like forever. Thank you.
Wow. And so we were talking before the recording that I kind of have a personal connection to Tarrant County because I used to live in Fort Worth for about 9 years or so. So it's kind of cool. It's kind of like a little mini like coming home.
Yes. Well, welcome home.
Thank you, Lily. I appreciate that.
Sure.
So let's talk about something really cool that I just kind of basically found out about. And it's CULA. It's Credit Union Women's Leadership Association.
Did I get Alliance.
Right? Alliance. Oh, I apologize.
Yeah, okay. That's all right.
So pretty cool. So give us a quick overview of, and then we're calling it CULA, I assume.
Yep, we're calling it CULA. Okay. Close to CUNA. I guess you can't forget, but mix them up maybe. So basically, CULA, Credit Union Women's Leadership Alliance, is a support system around, providing support system for women who run smaller credit unions.
Okay.
Right? Assets under $300 million is the target audience, but specifically for CEOs.
Okay. And so what prompted this? Was it, I mean, obviously there's a need for it, but what sparked the idea to get it going?
Well, you know, it's been roaming around in my head for the last couple of years, and primarily from talking to peers and other women who run credit unions, various sizes, and they belong to various support systems. And what I kept hearing was the value, right, proposition that folks are getting from joining these various organizations. And speaking to women who run smaller credit unions and always just sort of that need. And I kept thinking, gee, it would be great if we could have something in place.
Yeah.
But there's so many of us, right? So what do you do? Because there isn't really a niche audience that you can embrace 45 of us. You know, there's a lot of us without it just looking like a conference. I mean, that isn't something that CUNA can do that, right?
Sure.
And so the impetus was just it rolling around in my head. And I happened to have dinner at the GAC a couple of years ago with Gary Singleton with CUNA Mutual Group. And he and I sparked this conversation. And I circled back with him and just the golly, I would love. And he said, "You really serious about that?" I said, I just feel like there's a need." And he agreed. And he said, "You know, I think CUNA Mutual Group is doing great work around DEI." He said, "I think CUNA Mutual Group would get behind that." And I thought, "Oh," because then we talked about system support. And during that GAC, he introduced me to Tom Sakash, who is he's a small credit union manager, right, of initiatives or small credit union initiatives manager. And then Tom and Gary and I chatted about, God, this notion, is there meat? Can we do something? And then we decided, yeah, let's at the very least explore it. So then we reached out to 12 other women who run smaller credit unions from throughout the U.S., women, strong leaders, right, in their own right. Mm-hmm. And we met about 18 months ago and had an in-person day and a half sort of powwow just around, is there value? Do you guys think there'd be value? And then we left after very meaty conversations around, not only is there value, but gee, we need to start this sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
COVID happened and that kind of put a pause, but then COVID shot, really shone a light on even more so the need, right, to support women who run smaller credit unions. And so we took a little pause, but we're back on full launch after the GAC was our initial coming out a party, although it was virtual. And it has just been sort of spontaneous combustion, Mike, where it's taken on a life of its own.
That's awesome.
It's been awesome. It's been really great. And so that's sort of how it got started.
Okay. Yeah. And so what are some of the topics that kind of percolate to the top that you guys talk about that smaller credit unions are discussing?
Yeah. And so I think a lot of it is around really trying to create an inclusive, safe space for women who run smaller credit unions to talk around, you know, what's needed and collaborating. And of course, networking is a given.
Sure.
The ad hoc peer-to-peer mentoring, but we're really wanting to take it a step further and create a mentorship program, like a formalized program, if you will. And then just around, and certainly with COVID, around the sustainability of small credit unions, which are primarily run by women, right? And so ultimately, the bigger, more loftier downstream effect that we're looking at is the sustainability of many smaller credit unions who we know are struggling.
Right, yeah. And that's the backbone of our industry, as we all know. You know, this,
I agree. Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
I mean, I think anything like this, you know, really helps out, especially an organization like this. And that said, I mean, so what... Why should somebody, women in leadership at Creighton, why should they join this group? Because there are other groups out there.
But oh, there
why
are. Should they? Yeah, there are. And, you know, one of the questions that we asked, and I would love to chat a little bit about this. I'm going to probably beat you to the punch, Mike, in that. There's this question around Global Women's Leadership Network, right? Well, I already belong to that.
Yeah.
And so what value, and listen, GWLN, I'm a huge fan, big supporter. Love the work they do, love the work they're doing for credit unions and women around the globe. And I love how they transition that into the U.S. with their sister society programs. But the reality is they're not specifically serving women who run smaller credit unions.
Gotcha.
They have unique challenges. And so, you know, there's room to support both is what I always say. And I think it's just more around this one-on-one type of program that we're wanting to do with CULA, the outreach that we're trying to do with CULA. And it isn't really so much about what we're doing in our communities, although clearly that will have a trickle-down effect. But it's really around what are you doing in your own space, in your own credit unions, where do you need help and support? And a lot of times just asking for help and support, you're perceived as being weaker, potentially. Right. So a lot of times as women, and especially as running smaller credit unions, we don't want to act like or admit that we don't know.
Yeah.
So this inclusive safe space we feel is really going to be critical. And so, you know, it's just a different mission and vision than what GWLN offers.
Gotcha.
We had a good conversation with Sue Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
I had a chance to talk to... to Kali, and she's a good friend of mine. I can't think of her name. Sue's...
Teresa Freeborn?
Yes! Oh my God, Teresa would slap me in the face if she knew I drew a blank on her name, but
it's okay.
I haven't had a chance to talk to her, but Sue and I chatted in the very beginning at the launch of CULA around, can we fit somewhere under CULA? I mean, under GWLN. Mm-hmm. Can CULA, is there an umbrella? Is there something? And then we both agreed after chatting that it really needs its own entity, right, in its own space. So again, I think there's room for both. You can belong to both.
I agree. And I think the more the merrier, for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Sure.
So how is it going to be? Are you going to have events? Is there like a monthly call? Or how are you going to keep the communication lines open for folks who need advice?
So certainly creating a listserv. Right. So we already have over 30 folks who have joined.
Oh, wow. Good.
We had a meet and greet last week with the new folks and pretty much just saying, hey, this is we're building the house as we go, which sounds a little scary. Right. But like we are building the foundation is there. So we're building the walls, we're putting up the doors and the windows and the members are going to help us right get there. And so, you know, there will be clearly virtual events, which is so important because there are women who run small credit unions who there's maybe three or four in the office and they can't get away. They can't attend the conferences. They can't get those educational opportunities. They can't network. And then ultimately they can't know what they don't know. Right. And so virtual isn't going away, but yes, we also know that it's critically important to have some FaceTime. a one-on-one, like an actually in-person time. So we will be looking at developing some sort of a workshop or a conference, or that's once it's safe and we're ready to get out and meet and greet in person. But in the meantime, we're continuing with the virtual opportunities, monthly meetings, quarterly panel sessions, you know, anything we can do to engage and offer a value proposition for our members.
Short-term, long-term goals, what do you have in mind?
Yeah, I mean, so we are really interested and excited about some partnerships that we're looking at. We not like with the National Credit Union Foundation, mm-hmm. We chatted last week about offering our members their Exploring Why workshop, right? What is Exploring Why around not just credit union philosophy and anybody who's gone to DE knows what that's about, something along those lines, but also how can women who run small credit unions, and this is actually applies to all women who run credit unions, but who run small credit unions, how can you take care of yourself too? What can you do? Because you're the CEO of your credit union, right? More than 8 hours a day. And then you go home and typically you're the CEO of your household as well. But the difference with smaller credit union women who run credit unions is that we don't have the economies of scale. So we are booking a loan. We're doing, you know, ALM scenarios. We're possibly plunging the toilet, you know, later on that day, shoveling side. I mean, we're doing it all and then going home and doing it all as well. And so that's what I meant by unique challenges. So we're going to keep addressing those and finding ways for ultimately solutions would be awesome.
Yeah, I think that the collaboration with this group is going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
So that's exactly, it's almost like just what the doctor ordered type of thing. You know, this is,
because
you need to like bounce ideas off of each other, no matter the experience, no matter the level, you know, it's just so great to bounce ideas off each other. Is this working for you? Is that not working for you?
Yeah. Not having to reinvent the wheel.
Exactly.
And feeling like you don't feel that someone's going to judge you because you asked this question that could potentially be a loaded question. Ooh, does that mean that they are primed for merger? Ooh, does that mean, you know, and it's not about that at all. I'm not trying to merge you with me. Now, not that that's a bad thing. I'm not saying that isn't the solution for some. But, you know, let's not go to that right away.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we can do to help, you know, again, around sustainability so that you're here serving your members 5, 10, 12, 20 years from now.
Yeah.
And what does that look like?
Yeah.
You know, so ultimately, that's our goal, Mike, right? In that it's, and it's lofty because in the end, the conversations kept going back to sustainability. What can we do to help mm-hmm. with sustainability? It's not just this nice organization. Gee, isn't that nice? You know, when we met last week on this meet and greet, it got really intense pretty quick. And we went around and just kind of popcorned around mm-hmm. with the other 20. And there were CEOs that were brand new out of the gate 2 years in. We had CEOs that attended that were 30 plus year CEOs. And there were questions that they afterwards said, I wouldn't have felt comfortable asking that in an environment that wasn't proactively looking to help me, right? And so that was really cool. And that really made the founders go, oh my gosh, right? There is a need for this. And CUNA and CUNA Mutual Group, who've been right out of the gate, just huge, not just supporters, but friends of ours that, you know, we all sort of nodded with each other like afterward going, yes,
that's what it's all about.
We got something. Yeah. Like there's value here. Clearly this is needed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited about next steps for sure.
Oh my God. So next steps, where can folks find out more information on CULA and next steps for you guys?
Yep. So go to CULA.org, CUWLA.org. And we have our website. And it's a work in progress, right? It's getting there, and it's actually pretty cool. Yeah, but there's more things we want to add to it and what have you, right? But if you go there, you'll get more information, not just about what our purpose is and what we're hoping to do, but certainly around how to join, right? And how you can become part of the conversation and part of the solution, mm-hmm. right? And so visit CULA.org, just that easy.
Yeah, I'm on the hook. Are these all the founders right here?
Those are the founders, right?
So that is an all-star list right there.
I know, right? And so there were three or four that I specifically said, I want these women. In that, I've worked with them, you know, with various entities as far as committees and boards and what have you. And then, you know, CUNA and CUNA, specifically Jerry and Tom, Gary Singleton and Tom Sakash both helped me then kind of select the others. It was really important that we had representation from throughout the U.S., right? Mm-hmm. West Coast, East Coast, sort of Midwest. And when we all got together, we were like, wow, these are really women who are doing awesome things for their members within their own shops and within their communities.
Yeah.
I mean, the talent pool runs deep, and it's good.
Yeah,
it's really
got a good start here, Lily.
No, so excited.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, thank
good
you.
Stuff. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work because I know you're a busy, busy lady, so we don't want to monopolize your time. But anything else to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom here?
Yeah, you know, just real quick, I have to do somewhat of a commercial in that, of course, you know, like any startup, and we are newly founded, right? We our inaugural year is this year through December 2021, through the end of the year. And so it's really too soon for us to ask for sponsorship levels. And folks have been asking, but we have to have a value exchange, right? What are you going to get? I mean, we'll take your money. there really needs to be a value exchange. But one of the things that we are doing, and it'll be on our website soon, is that we are asking for, we're creating a founding donors program, right? So founding donors understand that there isn't so much a value exchange, and there is, we want to help you with seed money. For lack of a better word, right? It's creating these mentorship programs, coming together and getting our 501c3, and all those things cost money. And, you know, the dues dollars that we're receiving, we really want to do around programming and what we can do to support women who run smaller credit unions. So we'll be asking for founding donors. Dollars. So that campaign will be launching pretty soon. Okay. And so just go to our website. We've got earmarked some credit union friends and supporters who we know already out of the gate, like Teresa with Correlation. Is that right?
Yeah, Teresa Benavides at Correlation.
Yep. So she's a great example of just folks who've been knocking on our door and saying, you know, what can we do to help? So visit our website, be watching for that ask regarding just founding donors through our inaugural year, and just watch us grow and be part of it. We're really excited. Mike, thank you for giving us this opportunity to showcase.
My pleasure. Lunch.
And let's circle back soon, and I'd love to update you and let you know.
Please do.
What that looks like.
Yeah, please do. I was. You took the words right out of my mouth, because I'd like to revisit maybe in 3 or 4 or 6 months, something like that, whenever it works for you, and be back on, see how things are going. It'd be wonderful.
That sounds great. Sounds great, Mike. All appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much as well. Appreciate it. And yeah, you guys have a stellar start. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better start. So this is going to be, you guys are going to be really popular. So
yay, not like being popular.
All right, Lily. Thanks again. Appreciate the time. Appreciate be well.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.